This is the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. It's time for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs show on the Zine is supported by Maine Shipping, providing UPS, FedEx, and U.S. Postal Service shipping services, as well as local handmade crafts and gifts. Maine Shipping, located at 404 West Main Street in Cortez. Joining me this morning are Darla Sanders and Bert Valencia from local Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. Good to have you guys back in the studio.
Yeah, great.
I wanted to ask you guys at the top of the show today, you know, Obama gave this big speech this week to the American Legion. Darla's rolling her eyes over here. So she's got something to say, obviously. But, you know, a lot of what he had to say was in response to a report that showed these widespread problems at VA medical centers across the country and these long wait times. And did they contribute to deaths? Did they not? And it's this big national scandal. And I guess I wanted to just kind of get each of your responses to that. And are you guys seeing anything indicative of this on the local level at all, these long wait times?
Yeah, I'm a statistic.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
What's your experience around that?
It's taken me a year, to get to see a neurosurgeon. I got some problems with my back, vertebrae and stuff. But, yeah, it takes a long time. You can talk to any veteran, they'll tell you either to get an appointment or if you get a consult to somebody else, you know, from your primary care to the hospital. There's always a long wait. I think the biggest thing for me is listening to all the speeches, and they're all great, is one of the biggest issues that we have is that when you see an outside contractor from the VA, is the VA has a tendency to not pay their bills on time. A contractor in Durango that I see for allergies, and they are just barely paying May's bills. Okay, we're already June, July, August. Okay, so they're 90 days behind. So it's a great grandiose plan that we can, anybody 40 miles away from a hospital can get outside care. The problem is if they don't pay their bills on time, then the providers, they say we don't want to deal with it.
So they're reluctant to take veterans because of the payment system.
Yep, that's a real problem. See, and I think that our legislators hadn't thought that part out, and that's been an ongoing problem for years since I retired. So it just goes on and on and on. I'm not sure about Darla's experience, but I'm sure she probably has experienced the same thing.
Well, Darla, you work with disabled American veterans. Are you getting, are you seeing the same kinds of problems across the board?
Yeah, we do. You know, the VA system is just a microcosm of the social medicine, and that's some of the issues that you have with it. And I can't give you any specifics about people, but they're slow, and it's because it's such a huge, overburdened,
complicated. Bert's making hand motions.
Yeah. It's like a ball of spaghetti.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, that's going to happen, and it's going to be the same thing. You go downtown, and pretty soon, once you see your civilian doctor, and they're not getting paid, you know, then they stop being a provider. They say, I don't want to deal with this. So Medicare has never been quite like that. And so it's not completely socialized, but the VA system definitely is, and that's what happens.
Well, do either of you feel like it's at the point, either you, Bert, personally, do you feel like it's at the point where that long waiting time to see a doctor has been seriously detrimental to your health?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so my other avenue is to pursue it on the civilian side, but I have, and it's all part of a claim system with me. So I, in order for me to continue the claim, I have to provide new evidence. So now I have to start that process all over, with going to my family doctor, and then have him do a consult to a neurosurgeon and go through that whole process to see where that's at. And then it has to be approved just because they say that, you know, because you're 40 miles away. So because they have those surgeons available in Albuquerque, But the soonest I could get in to get this problem taken care of is in February, and I think that deadline's already passed, so it's probably even March now. But they put a lot of stipulations on you as far as what you have to do here and what you have to do there. You do a lot of follow-up trips to go down, pre-screenings, on and on and on. I mean, it's just it's so much different on the private practice side that if there's an issue, they can get you in, and they see that a surgery or something like that's needed, they can just go ahead and schedule it and do it. There's a lot of nice facilities out here, especially in our area. You know, you got day surgery in Durango that I've seen guys go on and get their eyes done that were paid for by the VA. Take them over there, and one day they just, it's done, you know.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your playing along. I know I sprung this question on you this morning, so I appreciate you guys playing along with me this morning.
We kind of expected it.
Yeah. And it could be one of those hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil kind of things. You know?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's been enough that's been out in the papers that in the beginning I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't really know everything. And I don't really think we still know all the facts on the investigations and stuff, but I was kind of disheartened when I heard that Albuquerque was part of the problem too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it sounds
not
like it's
surprising,
really,
but it's like, wow, yeah, it was right next. It's next door. It's home. Mm-hmm. So I think our clinic in Farmington is there are pretty good folks down there. Mm-hmm. The one in Durango is a contract clinic. So, and I'm not really sure. I'm not real familiar with how that works, but that just doesn't seem doesn't seem kosher to me.
That one's awesome. That one they has, always get me in.
Where?
In Durango. I use Durango. I love it. The only problem they had is they lost a doctor, and so things got backed up for a while. But now that they have they're fully staffed, they're back to doing good business. The only thing they do say, and I don't know if they do it at Farmington, but they tell us that make sure that you have a physician for when you have a cold, when you need to be seen immediately, because you're not going to get in for that. It's more of your maintenance of systemic diseases and things that you have.
Right. Okay, well, let's pivot now. Thank you again for discussing that with me this morning.
Oh, no, you got to start it now. We don't want to quit now.
Now I got you rolling, huh? All right. Well, I know you guys have some things that you want to talk about and announce, and one of them is an outreach center. You want to talk a little bit about that, Darla?
I would love to talk about
okay.
that. We have a little house that we're renting down on South First Street between Market and Chestnut, and we are doing renovations. It's an older building built in the 1920s, used to be the Up store and a mailroom type store. And what we're doing is we're going to renovate that to be like a mini USO. So we're going to we're going to have available for our veterans. We're going to have a library and a TV room. We're going to have some computers so that they can get online, do job searches, and get online with the VA if they need to. We'll have veteran service officers available to help them with claims when they come in. We're going to have a bulletin board where companies in town or people who need help can post that.
Like a job board kind of thing?
Exactly. Nice. And that'll be back there with the computers. And then in the front, we're going to have all of the services that are available in this area. Anything that a veteran could tap if they need assistance. And then we're going to have a receptionist up front that will be able to direct them to whatever they need. And then in the back, we'll have a little kitchenette, and we're going to have some snacks and sodas and things like that. So they can come in, sit down, talk to another veteran, you know, just socialize if they want, or if there's something specific that they need help with, we're there to help them. And this is not, this is for every veteran in the county. This has nothing to do with being a part or a member of an organization. And that's what we want to stress. Come on in and see us.
All right. Well, that sounds nice. You're listening to the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This is our monthly Veterans Affair program right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and it is our monthly look at Veterans Affairs this morning. Joining me in the studio are Bert Valencia and Darla Sanders from Local Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans. Well, you were mentioning, Darla, the new outreach center, and that sounds fantastic. You've got some other stuff going on, a casino night that's coming up. Bert, you're going to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're working with Carol Click that helped with the van when we got our first van. And she was real instrumental in helping raise funds and stuff. And she's helping us with the casino night. She wants to do it again. And it'll be on the 8th of November, and she's already secured the...
October. Darla's saying it's on the 8th of October.
You said November.
It is on the 8th of November.
Uh-oh.
You just told
somebody call us and tell us when.
I think it's 8th of November. It's when she's got it secured.
All right. Well, we'll have to follow up on that.
Yeah,
folks.
We'll follow up on that one.
I tell you, October.
Tune in the last Friday of September.
You know, it's a mental thing. I don't know. My note was 8th of November. Up to Elk's Lodge, she's got that secured. It should be a pretty interesting evening. And the money is raised goes to help with the van. The van project.
So this is for disabled American veterans?
Yes,
the,
you bet.
The transport van?
Okay. Yeah. And so as we have more information on that, we'll pass on.
Okay, we'll get that date confirmed, I guess.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I tell you, October.
Yeah.
You told me.
It was a long day yesterday. I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah,
let's move on to the craft fair that's also coming up. Darla, you can speak to that a little bit.
You bet. That is going to be on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be over here at the Annex.
Which is October 26th, right?
Don't do this to me.
That's in November.
That's in November.
Even Bert knows when Thanksgiving is.
Okay, so it's the 29th, and we already have vendors signing up for it, so that is awesome. We've expanded it from last year. We had it over at the American Legion last year, and we've actually doubled the amount of tables we can have. And so if anybody's interested in being a vendor or wants more information, they can give me a call. My number is 970-560-2793. And I want to go back to the Outreach Center for just a second.
Yeah, I wanted to return to that too, so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The Outreach Center, we're actually hoping on being able to do the opening. We're going to do a ribbon cutting ceremony on Veterans Day.
Oh, fantastic.
So we are still working. There's quite a bit of renovation that needs to be done. If anybody would like to help, again, the number's 560-2793 or 560-1891.
Right.
That's Bert's number.
That's Bert's number. Okay.
But we are working hard, and we're hoping to have a nice opening with commissioners here, and we have DAV, Department of Colorado, our commander and adjutant coming in for the event. It's going to be an open house for everybody in the community to come in and see what we're doing.
And can you tell me again where it's located, where the house is?
It is 7 South First Street, and that's close to the corner of Market and South First. It's on that end, next to the acupuncture. Ben Hawes is there.
Yeah, Cortez Family Acupuncture.
Yeah, and in fact, that's his property. He is our...
Right next door to him?
Yeah. Oh. That's all one property.
Okay, fantastic.
He rented that to us and told us if we would renovate, he would give us a year of free rent.
Oh, man. What a guy.
So, what a guy. We are so blessed to have him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So fantastic. If anybody's interested in helping or learning more about it, they can give either Bert or I a call.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, and going forward, is that funded through the local service organizations to keep that open and all the things that you're doing in there, or how is that working?
Yeah.
The DAV is the one that will fund and keep it going.
Okay.
Now, volunteers to help and to do things in it, but we're responsible for the bills. It's actually rented in the name of the DAV.
Okay.
So,
all right. Anything else you guys want to announce before we close? Bert, you got anything else on your list that you want to share before we get done?
Yeah. Scott Tipton's going to be here on the 3rd at the County Annex area.
3rd of September?
Yes.
Okay.
Next Wednesday night.
Is he going to be answering questions, or what's he here for?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah,
I've
been waiting for this for a long time.
We have some questions
Scott,
for him.
Scott, watch out.
Yeah, I do have some questions. And a lot of them are going to – it's not just for – it's not a veterans open house. It's,
oh, okay.
It's part – I'm sure it's part of the campaign, you know. Come on, you know, get out the vote and all this stuff.
But you're encouraging veterans to come.
Oh, yeah.
And
you betcha. We actually – how I found out was Rick passed on the info to myself and a couple of the other vets, and then so it's our responsibility to put the word out. That's kind of how we do this, and this is one of the first ones that we actually have heard about ahead of time, which was kind of surprising. When I got the email, I was like, I jumped on it right away. So hopefully, okay. we can get the community out to the town hall meeting. But as far as veterans issues, yeah, I've got some questions. Just like we talked about, how are they going to pay for it? You know, how are they going to do this?
Right. Okay. That's all the time we have for today, but thank you both again for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
That's Darla Sanders and Bert Valencia from local Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans. And you've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program, which airs the last Friday of every month right here on KSJD.